Don't you just dread the holidays?
Wait, what did I say?
I said, don't you just dread the holidays? That's not the expected sentiment, is it? But for many of us, wouldn't you say it's true? But you're a Christian. It's Jesus' birthday, and there's gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and Silent Night, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Don't be a Grinch. Yep, well, we still struggle, and at times, life, loneliness, pain, and loss, financial stress, and worry lead to a not-so-merry and bright reality during the Christmas season. Some may not even put up a Christmas tree. Oh my goodness. Friends, we are not without hope, but this earth we live in is broken, and the effects of it at times in our lives can lead us to a dark night of the soul. But even in the dark, God is there. One of the very first verses I wanted my girls to memorize was Psalm 56:3 that says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." I know those childhood fears of being afraid of the dark or thinking there's a monster living under your bed. But in those moments and in the darkness, I wanted them to know that God is to be trusted, even in the dark, in the midst of the fear they may face. Now, we all know that as we grow older, our fears become a bit greater, and anxiety and depression can hang like a dark cloud over us at times, and the darkness is still quite scary. Yet the truth remains the same. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I am lonely, I put my trust in you. When I am sad, I put my trust in you. When I am hurting, I put my trust in you. When things don't work out the way I expected, I put my trust in you. When I can't see beyond the darkness, I trust God can. In the midst of the dark horror of a Nazi concentration camp, sisters Corey and Betsy Tenboom, even in the midst of their fear, had faith. They put their trust in God in that darkness and said these words, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." God is there wherever you are this season. Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." There are seasons we simply aren't okay. And that's okay. You're not alone and you're loved. I want to give you a permission slip today. You have permission to feel what you feel, what you're facing, what you're walking through. You may be passing through the river or walking through the fire, but no matter the pit you may be in, remember, God's love is deeper and you will get to the other side. That's the truth. Believe that this Christmas. That's why a weary world can rejoice. Hope was born that day. I'm Lori Klein.